Pathways and Female Baseball were on offer at a first-of-its-kind event in Okotoks. The Foothills Minor Baseball Association teamed up with Baseball Alberta for its Girls Super Regional Clinic on Feb 10-11 at the Cavalry FC Regional Fieldhouse as it looks to add female baseball to its programming. "This is about trying to start a girls' program," said FMBA President Waylon Hellman. "For years and years, hardball has been boys and we've always had a girl play. We've seen that hockey has moved, a long time ago, to a bunch of all-girls teams and there seems to be a lot of interest. There's lots of interest in softball. Is there any for girls' hardball? The idea is let's give girls more opportunities to play baseball. If it's hardball, if it's baseball, who cares? Here's a sport and here's another avenue to play." The clinic drew approximately 40 athletes, right in the range the FMBA was hoping to bring for what was a first-time event. Chris James, Baseball Alberta's technical director of girls baseball, said the association couldn't be happier to help FMBA put the event together. "To see females get an opportunity to see there are other females playing this game, to me, that's a win," he said. In southern Alberta, traditionally information doesn't get out as quickly as other parts of the province, so having Okotoks, Foothills Minor Baseball Champion this for Baseball Alberta has been fantastic. The fact they asked us, we couldn't be happier to get out and help. The clinic saw three Baseball Alberta practice plans in place which can adjust to the level of the athletes. "A big part of the weekend was showcasing the pathways available," he added. "The more females playing anything, baseball or other sports, they need to know what's available," he said. "I've challenged them, why doesn't Okotoks have an 11U or 9U all-girls team? There's an all-girls league now for the first time in Alberta this year, and the level we've seen with some of those younger girls, it's a good opportunity for them. There are studies that show that when females play with females it definitely increases the ability to retain them in sport, whether it's softball, baseball." Steve Lloyd, FMBA technical director, said the weekend was all about giving young female athletes more opportunities. "We're hoping that we can instill some fun and joy in their hearts and they can find a desire to pursue the game," he said. "At the higher level with more accomplished players, there's opportunity as well to showcase their stuff for early recognition with provincial teams with Canada Games coming up. For younger players, there's an advantage to being introduced to the game via baseball as it features a smaller ball and quicker game on a bigger field," he added. "I've talked to almost 36 NCAA Division I coaches and JUCO coaches in fast pitch who love having girls who've played baseball," he said. "Because they tend to have better, stronger throwing mechanics, better footwork skills with throwing. So these progressions are really important for the kids." The clinic featured coaching staff and alumni from the Baseball Alberta Girls Program providing expertise, guidance and, importantly, representation. "To have girls getting the chance to participate with other girls is a joy," Lloyd added. "Good coaching is good coaching, but when good coaching looks like you look, it really helps." Samantha Ostrom, an athlete and coach with Team Alberta, outlined the opportunities she enjoyed traveling the world through baseball. The list includes Team Canada's trips to Taiwan and Cuba along with club baseball in Australia, Europe and a half dozen jaunts to Hong Kong. "There is that level you can aspire to, make that Team Canada, that's the highest level, however if you don't make it, don't let that be the negative piece you come away from baseball with," she said. "Have fun, enjoy what you do, make new friends, try and travel the world to play. There are opportunities out there regardless of if you're playing on the women's team or you're the only girl on a guy's team, you might have to go at things from a different angle in order to get there." Natalie Kerr, a Team Alberta alumna at the 14U and 16U levels from Airdrie, said it's been terrific to be part of its provincial program and compete at nationals with her peers. "I feel like it's so much harder with girls baseball because everyone is watching you and they think if you make a mistake, it's because you're a girl," said Kerr. "But it was really nice to be surrounded by other females my age. As I grow older it does seem like there's less and less girls in baseball. But the ones that stick with it, they really do love it and it's nice to see that." Kerr said she takes every opportunity she gets to get high-level coaching and to mentor younger athletes at clinics, offering sage advice to those looking to follow in her footsteps. "Just stay with it," she said. "When people say you can't, continue on. You can do anything if you try hard enough." For more information on the FMBA, go to foothillsminorball.com.